Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, a Montgomery County police officer is recovering from non-life-threatening injuries after he was hit by a car on I-270 early this morning. That officer was involved in the chase of a stolen car on 270. He was then hit by a passing car. When he got out of his cruiser on southbound 270 near Clarksburg, police are still looking for the two people who were in that stolen car. The young woman who's accused of crashing her car into a police cruiser and nearly running down several officers near the U.S. Capitol yesterday is due in court this afternoon to face a list of charges. 20-year-old Talia Everett is charged with 7 counts of assault on a police officer, among other offenses. Maryland is not going to become a sanctuary state. Those are the words from State Senate President Mike Miller, who says the Trust Act, which would protect illegal immigrants in Maryland, will not pass the Senate as it's currently written. It's already passed the House, but Governor Larry Hogan has said he will veto it the moment it reaches his desk if the Senate were to pass it. Well, they call it Fix It, Fund It, Make It Fair. It's an all-encompassing plan being released today by Metro's largest labor union to fix what's wrong with the transit system. But judging by a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, not everyone trusts the union.
People need to be held accountable. There is a personnel problem in Metro.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly is commending Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld for being the first GM in his memory to actually impose discipline. Wiedefeld says they've recently changed sick day policies to be less lenient, too.
For anyone that's out for more than 2 days, then it has to go to medical and not a supervisor making those decisions to grant additional days off.
He says fixing the system is a collaborative process.
We continue to reach out to the union to work together on solving these issues, because we're not going to solve them, either one of us, independently.
Union members were seen shaking their heads in the hearing room. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A little more than 2 months before Virginia's gubernatorial primary, one Republican candidate is trying a new tactic to win his party's nomination.
Prince William County Board of Supervisors member Corey Stewart's embracing Virginia's Confederate history as campaign numbers show him way behind frontrunner Ed Gillespie.
As governor, I will prohibit any locality from removing any statue of any Virginia war hero, whether they fought in the Revolutionary War or during the Civil War.
Gillespie's communications director, Abby Sigler, says in a statement, Stewart's a desperate candidate trying to salvage his flailing campaign. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal judge in Hawaii has extended an order blocking President Trump's travel ban. Douglas Chin is Hawaii's attorney general.
This is a great win for religious freedom. Judge Watson here in Hawaii made a ruling that upheld the First Amendment rights against disfavoring people based upon their religion.
Judge Derek Watson rejected the federal government's request to narrow his ruling to apply only to the Six Nation ban. More than a dozen members of a South Texas church are dead following a horrible bus crash yesterday. Texas state troopers say 13 First Baptist Church members died when a pickup truck slammed into their bus.
As news of the crash circulated, the faithful found comfort in their sanctuary. Together, they waited and mourned.
Our church families doing what church families do. They're coming together. They're crying together. They're praying together.
McLean says a community and churches all around the state have called to offer their condolences, many even providing pastors to help those grieving.
Correspondent Bill Barajas. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,659, the NASDAQ at 58.98. Sports, the Caps get their 6th win in a row, beating Colorado. The Wizards lose to the Clippers. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose, and both will wrap up their Florida preseason schedules today. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Stuck in a timeshare? Get out at timeshareexitteam.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a pretty good start here to the morning commute update sponsored by Mattress Firm. 270 with just the volume forming through Urbana and Hyattstown. Definitely see some of that delay as well on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for commuters heading past 175 toward Route 32. And in that stretch, crews tell me they're on their way to check for a reported incident. Again, southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway before Route 32. Beyond that, in Laurel down to Greenbelt, that looks good, nice and quiet. And through town, though, here we go, DC 295, where we get busy early. That's just what's happening here as you head past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. We're good across the 11th Street Bridge and on the freeway each direction. Virginia, toll road, no problems, and no problems on 28 south of the toll road. We had initial report of an incident, but it was unfounded, so that's good. You're good to go. A Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a little cloud around. Other than that, we should be in pretty decent shape today. We'll roll through the daytime hours with sunshine mixing with clouds early. Then mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain rolls in later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Woodbridge, 39 in Damascus, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mattress Firm. A federal judge in Hawaii blocks President Trump's travel ban indefinitely. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05, John Whitbeck, chairman of the Virginia Republican Party. At 7:35, Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho will be here to talk about beer. Hey, at 8:05, Matt Schlapp with the American Conservative Union. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walton.
And good morning, Brian. I would like to tell you about a restaurant in North Carolina. It's named Caruso's, and the owner is Pasquale Caruso.
Okay.
And Pasquale has made a decision that is getting him praise and derision. Mm. He has decided that he is not going to allow children under the age of 5 into his restaurant.
Wow.
Good idea or bad idea? Do you love it? Would you go to this restaurant specifically because of that? Or would you boycott this restaurant specifically because of that? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Would you like to see maybe your favorite restaurant do something along these lines?
Yes, I would.
Exactly. And he said, look, I have two kids myself. That's not why I didn't. It's not because I dislike children. That's not why I put the ban in place. He said it's an upscale Italian restaurant, and it was rapidly turning into a pizzeria. He said, I try to please everybody. I want a nice atmosphere. I want it to be a place where couples and friends can have a nice eating out. He said, but he was starting to lose money and customers because people were bringing their young kids in. There's food all over the place. The kids are running around and screaming. He said, I have had customers complain, get up and leave, because children were bothering them and the parents were doing nothing. And he said he didn't like making the decision, but in the end, he had to choose what was best for his business. He said, I had kids on the floor, loud electronic devices, keeping children entertained, small children screaming. It was just the right decision. So I personally love this. I think just like I chose to go to restaurants back in the day before they banned smoking in restaurants,
right,
that I knew that did not have smoking in them. I made that choice. And so there's plenty of times when we'll go into more of like a chain type restaurant, which we haven't done in years, that we would say, do you have a no children section?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you know what? I'm not having dinner with my children. I certainly don't want to have it with yours. You okay? You know, you have a daughter, Brian.
Yeah, look, when I was, you know, my daughter was younger, and you know, she's in high school now, so it's, she's you know, it's, you can take her anywhere, and she behaves quite well. Better than her dad sometimes. But
I'm shocked.
but I got to tell you, you know, when she was young, I often made decisions, and I would call ahead and ask the question, are you okay? Is this a family-friendly restaurant? Because I didn't want to go into a restaurant and have it be an awkward thing. I didn't want to have happen with my daughter, which was with which what I saw happen, you know, in other restaurants. Now, look, if my daughter started to misbehave or have a you know, an infant meltdown, I simply would grab the child and leave the restaurant.
Get out. You were responsible?
I actually did that.
Get out.
But I am a shocked, stunned, and amazed at the parents who will just sit there and let their child wail. But even worse are the two-year-olds. So, you know, dinner's complete, and everybody's sitting around the table, and they're still talking and carrying on a conversation. And the two-year-olds and the three-year-olds and the four-year-olds and the five-year-olds are running rampant throughout the restaurant.
Yep.
What is going on with these parents? What in the world are they thinking about? How do they let this happen? Do they not understand how irritating that not everybody really appreciates how really remarkable their children are?
Oh,
I don't want their children running up to me and at my table. I don't want them running around the restaurant creating havoc. It's not a playground. It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so I salute this guy. Now, look, he'll lose some business. He may gain a lot more.
Exactly.
As a lot of people say, you know, when I go out for a nice meal, I want it to be nice ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be, you know, not distracting with kids wailing and crying and running around the restaurant out of control. The real problem is the parents, but it's not the kids. It's the parents. But apparently, you know, you can't fix that problem. So I'm in favor
of
it.
Well, you can fix it. Paul in District Heights.
You know what? You can't make the parents behave better.
Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Do you wish more restaurants did this?
I think he did the right thing. When I was young, my brother and I were very young in the 50s and early 60s. Our parents took us to nice restaurants, not snooty places, but very nice restaurants in D.C. And we were taught we didn't run around, we didn't scream, we were polite and quiet, and we just... I don't know, our mom and dad, I've heard this repeatedly, a lot of parents apparently don't know how to control their little kids.
I agree with you, Paul. Thank you for your comments.
Now, will you say something if this happens?
I have actually... We were out to eat somewhere, and there was this toddler, and they're going to trip servers. These servers have hot food and everything
else.
This toddler was running around and loved coming to our table. I don't know why, but loved coming to our table.
Wow.
And kept running up to the table, and it got to the point where the kid was crawling in the booth next to me and this and that, and ha, 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 and then would run away. I finally picked the kid up under his arms. I went back to his parents' table, plopped the kid at the parents' table, and said, I'm sorry, but I believe this is yours.
And what kind of reaction
And walked
did you
away.
Get?
I don't care what reaction. I walked away.
Yeah?
I walked away. Kids stop coming to my table. I just, you know, seriously, my parents put us in the car. If you were misbehaving, my parents would put us in the car. Now, back in the day, they'd also lock the car door and leave you there. But you can't do that apparently now anywhere because that's child abuse. But now you go and you sit in the car with your kid.
Right.
And they know, my mother would be like, when you get home, seriously, no one will hear you cry when you get the beating that you're going to get.
Oh, man.
And we went, because we knew it was coming. Mike in Springfield, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Brian, you said it so eloquently that parents are not parents anymore. And I apologize to the ones that actually are and teach their children, but they're not. And I'm sure from your generation and what you've spoken on the radio before, that your mom and dad gave you the stink eye.
Listen, all my dad had to do was look across the table and raise an eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it. Boy, I mean, I got into line quick.
Exactly. That's what needs to be done with a lot of these kids, and parents don't do it.
Yeah. And Mike, thank you. You're so right. I have also, though, when I've seen kids behave beautifully in restaurants,
yeah.
I remember when recently we were out, and there was a table, 5 kids and 2 parents.
Right.
Those kids... were behaved
buttoned up,
impeccably. Really, yeah. And I went up to the mother on our way out and I said, I would just like to commend you. It was a pleasure. When I saw you walk in, my heart sank because I thought it was going to be a miserable meal.
Right.
But I have to commend you. Your children are beautifully behaved.
Well, and you really, that's, don't you know, as a parent, that made their day?
Absolutely.
And they should get some credit for getting it, you know, having, being a good adult parent.
Right.
Yeah, I look
at it. No, being a parent.
Yeah, being a parent, right.
A period. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 888-630-9625. Is this a restaurant you would boycott? Do you think this is a terrible, horrible thing because, hey, my kids are well behaved and I can't go there? Or would you like to see more restaurants start to do this in your area, where you live? We'll take more of your calls coming up. It is now 6:15. WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway in the Jessup area, the crash south of 175. But before you get to Route 32, it looks like park police have most everything confined to the shoulder. But even with that, though, I look for delays here early on. Once you get beyond, or if you're joining on from 32, you're up at speed down through to the Beltway, so no worries there. Beltway slowest stretch I see right now is in Maryland, where we always form that early delay through Silver Spring, right around University Boulevard toward Georgia Avenue, 270. Same story, the drill goes on as we go south through Urbana and 109. That's the slowest stretch, too. No problems on the Virginia Beltway. In fact, looks wide open. 210 so far, looking good as you push up past the light at Wilson Bridge Drive and up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, partly cloudy skies this morning. They're going to become more overcast as the day goes on, and a high of 57. Tonight, rain starts early. It's going to evolve into a more steady rain overnight. Low of 47, chance of rain 70% tonight with rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Tomorrow, it's a washout. Thunderstorms, high of 64, and chance of rain 100%. Currently in the nation's capital, we're at 46 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Do you want to spend a nice evening out in a restaurant where there's constantly food on the floor, loud electronic devices keeping the kids entertained, small children screaming, running around? Is that your idea of a nice night out? Or would you prefer to go to a restaurant that tells parents, I'm sorry, but no children under the age of five?
Yeah.
Or even better, restricts parents after, you know, after a certain hour. I've been to some resorts where after a certain hour, families aren't allowed
and,
in the restaurant.
And that's not a bad measure. That's not a bad idea at all.
Also a nice thing. 888-630-9625 is the number. Alan,
and can I just ask another question? What do you say to parents who don't control their kids? Do you actually approach them? I'd love to know some stories from people who've actually done that. I've spoken to parents on the way out the door. I said, you need to be more considerate of the people around you. I do it nicely. But I do let them know this is not okay.
No.
This is not okay.
And bring a book or a coloring book instead of an electronic device.
Yeah.
Alan in Ellicott City, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Good morning, Brian and Mary. I agree with you. I think that they shouldn't have kids in the restaurants after certain hours or maybe have a restricted area. I had an incident over the weekend where my wife and I went to a movie and we had a baby basically crying over half of the movie. And the other children running around up and down the aisles and everything while we were trying to watch a movie.
Was it a kid's movie?
It was. It was Beauty and the Beast, but I don't think the baby should have been crying through the movie.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Who brings a baby to a movie? You can't even watch a movie.
In the old days,
there was a
special room in the back of the theater where in my hometown, they had a little room that you went into where you closed the door, and if you had a baby, you sat back there to watch the movie. What's wrong with that idea? A great idea that
was. When I was a kid, my parents only took us to drive-ins, and the neighbors had a station wagon, and we would go in our pajamas.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Bambi at the drive-in in the back of the neighbors, the Eisenberg station wagon in my jammies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what our parents did. Chuck and Sterling, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Chuck.
Hello. I was calling because we had an incident when my son was younger, and there was a birthday party. We went to Maryland. We were meeting a friend with an elderly gentleman who, had issues. And it was at an Olive Garden, Maryland, and this group of moms behind us had probably between 10 and 11, 9 and 10-year-olds for a birthday party at Olive Garden. and the parents weren't paying attention. Waiters literally are tripping on these kids, and they're just drinking wine, not paying attention at all. The kids are screaming and yelling, and everybody around us was complaining. Well, my son is sitting there at the end of the table with a little booster seat, and he's eating his food. And there's a running joke with my family where our kids were always getting complimented at how well-behaved they are. And we'll just look back at them and say, well, it's because we beat them. And it's funny because, like, millennials will scoff at us, just like dead stare. And older ladies, especially older women, will just turn around and just, that's right.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at the table, and this little three-year-old, because there's a bunch of three-year-olds and four-year-olds with the group as well, and they're running around, and this little kid comes up, and he reaches up to our table and grabs my son's toy. And just out of reaction, because I have, you know, other kids and stuff, and they're all playing, I'll smack their hand. Well, this lady's kid comes over and grabs my son's toy. And just knee-jerk reaction, I smack her kid's hand. Well, the mom sees it, comes over and goes, yeah, she comes in over and she goes, did he grab his toy? And I said, yes, he did, and your kids are just totally misbehaving, and they need to be straightened out. She goes, well, he's only three. And then I pointed over to my son, who was using his fork, and quietly been there the whole time. She didn't even notice because he'd been so quiet.
Yeah.
I said, well, he's two.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, listen.
There's ways to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I would reach out.
I'd like to. No.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No, I wouldn't recommend that either, especially in today's environment. Lindsay in Chantilly, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Lindsay, do you think this is a good idea?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I'm okay with it, but I just, you know, like, I'm okay, you know, you can choose the businesses you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And as parents, sometimes you take your kids where it's more kid-friendly.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
All right.
It's just that my kid has autism.
Oh, I
and
see.
And sometimes things triggers the crying or whatever.
Well, God bless you for that. I mean, we understand that happens from time to time. And I think most people are going to be a little more understanding in a situation like
I understand what she's saying, Lindsay. You did fine. But you say people would be more understanding. Most people don't know the child has autism.
Yeah.
And so they think she's a bad mom. But I have a friend who has a child with pretty severe autism, a little boy. But she'll try to get him outside. Or, parents in that situation try to address the problem.
Right.
I think we're talking more about the kids who are running around.
Yeah, the
restaurant, free-range children.
Yeah.
Should be nailed to their seats. On that note, it's 6:22 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Thursday in Greenbelt. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Brett Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0101.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur.
We small business owners love dealing with payroll regulations and compliance issues. It's fun, exciting, adventuresome. And when we miscalculate and underpay our payroll taxes, well, the enjoyment we experience is nearly as much fun as gargling with razor blades. I mean, what's not to love? Well, small business owners, I'm sorry to report that my fifth company, Patriot Software, is going to deprive you of that payroll joy forevermore. It looks like you'll have to spend your weekends doing something other than cleaning up your payroll errors. We provide free setup, free support, guaranteed accuracy, and our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Plus, if you want us to deposit and file your payroll taxes for you, we can do that too. Just go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. And it is. It's pretty decent around the Beltway, Virginia, Annandale, Tysons. Great time to be on the road there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. A little bit of volume now. Sluggish as you head through Silver Spring. George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway, good. So Park Police not too busy there, but they've been busy on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. If you're heading northbound, say leaving Greenbelt and Delora, we do have a box truck broken down crowding the right lane. So be very careful as you push northbound north of 197. Southbound before Route 32, that crash to the shoulder. Update is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers CyberKnife, treating prostate cancer in 5 visits versus the 40 needed with traditional radiation. Visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a little cloud around. Other than that, we should be in pretty decent shape today. We'll roll through the daytime hours with sunshine mixing with clouds early. Then mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain rolls in later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 46 degrees at 6:26 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson, and we are discussing a restaurant. You hear this every now and then. Restaurant owner who has a nice upscale Italian restaurant who said, my business was being ruined by parents with uncontrolled kids.
Yep.
And so he said, you know what, I just put a ban on kids, 5 and under, and anyone else, you're more than welcome to come and enjoy a nice evening. Mm. It was a decision that a business decision.
And I think it would probably work out well for him.
I think it probably worked out as well for him. Janet in West Virginia has a different take on this, well, different way of handling it. Janet, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hey,
hi,
Janet.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good.
Well, it's been a good morning. My husband just woke up with the radio on, and I could hear you two again. And he loves your show, and I just thought, what am I hearing now? Are we complaining about, okay, these guys always handle it well. Mary, you're very good just encouraging others to look at the other way. Not that, you know, the man's view isn't important, but as a mom, it's hard to listen sometimes because we've all been there. As an older mom and experiencing children being very upset, and also they've been given a lot of stimuli. When my daughter was young, we were all told to watch the Einstein videos. They'll just calm them down.
Yeah.
The classic.
Well, how do you handle it?
I just do this. I honestly, when I'm in a place and I got to give you an example. If you do see a mom and then things are crazy, and you can go up and have a conversation very quickly. Hey, how's it going? It's great to be out tonight, isn't it? It's so exciting to be out. Finally, it's been an exhausting week or whatever's going on. Identify. See if she's okay. She might really be having it under control. And I just want to let her know.
All right. And listen, just, you know, I think sometimes just a word or something is all that really is needed.
And I understand people have bad days. However, if you're having a bad day and your child is making everyone else's day bad,
yeah, absolutely.
Then you pick your kid up and you leave the restaurant just like our parents did with us back in the day because we're old. It is 6:28 on WMAL.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
Ugh, the searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 200 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
all right. Yeah.
looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Coming up on WMAL, well, there was a blow-up on MSNBC. We'll have the details for you. Ivanka has a new job. And Brian here is no longer the second richest man in the world. Someone has passed him. I won't tell you who it was, who it is. I want to be him. It is 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A Montgomery County police officer was hit by a car on I-270 early this morning while he was involved in a chase of a stolen car. The officer was hit as he got out of his cruiser on southbound 270 near Clarksburg. They say his injuries are non-life-threatening. Police are still looking for the two people who were in that stolen car. Legislation in Annapolis that would turn Maryland into a sanctuary state apparently is dead. Senate President Mike Miller says the Trust Act, as currently written, will not pass the Senate. And even if it somehow did, Governor Larry Hogan has vowed to veto it the moment it reaches his desk. Russia's alleged role in the 2016 U.S. presidential election comes into focus on the Senate side of the Capitol today.
The Senate Intelligence Committee is making clear they are just getting started, and they have a long list of people they want to talk to try to get to the bottom of Russia's meddling in the 2016 campaign.
We, together with the members of our committee, are going to get to the bottom of this.
The Senate Intelligence Committee holding its first public hearing on Russia today as political infighting jeopardizes the House probe. The leaders of the Senate panel saying they plan to interview 20 witnesses about Russia's attempts to influence the U.S. election.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. NTSB investigators are getting their first look today at the scene of a head-on crash in Texas involving a small church bus and a pickup truck. 13 senior adult church members were killed. A federal judge in Hawaii who temporarily blocked President Trump's revised travel ban has now extended his order. Metro's largest labor union is set today to unveil its plan for fixing what's wrong with Metro, but at a Capitol Hill hearing yesterday, Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says the Metro workforce is part of what's wrong.
We've got a financial problem that has to be addressed. We got an operational problem in terms of physical infrastructure, which we're working on. We also have a workforce issue, and that workforce has been allowed to, I think, slip.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,659, the NASDAQ at 5898. Sports, the Clippers clobber the Wizards. The Caps beat the Avalanche. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose, as both will play their final Florida preseason game today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give them a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then do yourself a favor and call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have been successfully selling homes in the D.C. metro area for years. They've been the top-ranked real estate agents for the past 4 years in the D.C. area, according to the Wall Street Journal. Listen to what Sarah and Debbie did for Christopher and Carmen. They sold their home in just 2 weeks after their home was listed with three previous realtors and nothing happened. The Reynolds sold their home in no time. What makes Sarah and Debbie better than all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool and exclusive consumer marketing systems. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, and they sell three times faster and for nearly 6% more money on average. And they'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66 looking good as far as being incident-free. 395 sluggish as you come off the Beltway and toward Landmark and onto the southeast-southwest freeway. Travel lanes reported open in each direction. Now, let's get you across the Wilson Bridge. Your backup's right before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Just plan for that volume on the increase. Now, for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the trouble has been we'll start first in Laurel, northbound, north of 197 with the broken-down box truck was crowding the right lane and then heading out of Jessup and down toward Route 32, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing some rain into the forecast now as we look ahead toward late tonight and Friday. Friday may even get some thunderstorms. Clear this morning with some high clouds starting to filter in. We'll go through the day, become mostly cloudy, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 47 in Gainesville, 43 in Waldorf, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Coming up, joining us at 7:05, is the chair of the Virginia Republican Party to give us the latest on the governor's race there. At 7:35, Maryland Comptroller Peter Franco to talk about a bill that will affect craft brewers in the state. And at 8:05, it's Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union on the Devin Nunes and the Russian probe, and also the possibility of another health care vote. It's all coming up. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, these are tense times in the White House briefing room. Every day, if you love what goes on in Washington, it seems now, right now, that the White House briefing is much must-see TV every day. and earlier this week, much was made about a conflict between Sean Spicer and April Ryan.
Yes.
She's a correspondent that works for the American Urban Radio Network. And, they got into it the other day. Here's a little bit of how that started out. You've heard some of this maybe before.
How does this administration try to revamp its image? 2.5 months in, you've got this Yates story today. You've got other things going on. You've got Russia. You've got wiretapping. You've got
no. We don't have that. You. I know.
On Capitol Hill.
No. I get it. But you keep. I've said it from the day that I got here until whatever that there is no connection. You've got Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection. But every single person. No, I appreciate your agenda here.
Yeah, so he sort of got in her face a little bit, and it continued. Here's more of it.
It seems like you're hell-bent on trying to make sure that whatever image you want to tell about this White House stays, because at the end of the day, let me answer. But you know what? You're asking me a question, and I'm going to answer it, which is the president, I'm sorry, please stop shaking your head again.
Oh, and that was the thing that got a lot of people irritated.
Stop shaking your head. Because
she was shaking her head no, and Sean Spicer said,
Which is the president, I'm sorry, please stop shaking your head again.
So there you have that. So this went on back and forth. Let's move on now, if we could, to cut number five. This is Hillary. Hillary Clinton got in on it. I mean, of course, you know.
Of course.
She had to, of course. And here's Hillary commenting about this.
Just look at all that's happened in the last few days to women who were simply doing their jobs. April Ryan, a respected journalist with unrivaled integrity, was doing her job just this afternoon in the White House press room when she was patronized and cut off trying to ask a question.
Well, so, you know, of course, Democrats are going to make much of it. April Ryan's been out there talking about it. The press is under attack, you know, and it's these are difficult times for the White House press corps. Look, I think that Sean Spicer is just fed up with the overwhelming negative approach of the press corps toward this administration. I mean, I have worked in that press room, and it's often been adversarial. Reporters are by nature a bit adversarial, but I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen such an attack against an administration from the briefing room from really day one. Yesterday, after all of this had transpired, Sean Spicer walks into the briefing room and says, "Hello, everyone. Hello, April." And that sort of broke the ice. And apparently, on some level, they have kissed and made up and at least are moving forward and trying to undo the damage that was done there.
Yeah. With Hillary Clinton weighing in on this stuff, she's slowly, as she said, coming out of the woods. And she showed up to give this speech yesterday. And more people, you know what's interesting? More people are talking about what she was wearing as opposed to what she said, which in some way, there's bad and good to that, because she, I don't know who dresses this woman, but holy dear Lord, but she was rocking some kind of leather jacket ensemble thing. And she's given these speeches to different women's groups around the country now. And I guess that's what she's going to do because they don't have enough money.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, if I had Clinton cash, if I had that kind of money, I would be on an island somewhere. You would never see me again.
I don't know why.
I would be gone.
At this point, what difference does it make? To quote Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, exactly. But I love that, listen, April and Sean were able to, as you said, kiss and make up. And I don't think Sean Spicer was out of line. Yeah. I don't. And I don't think that it's this horrible big deal because April Ryan happens to be a woman. He treated her no differently than he would treat any other reporter. And isn't that what we want?
Also, a lot of talk about this conflict between Matt Schlapp, who'll be on the show at 8:05 this morning for the American Conservative Union, and Jason Johnson. He's a liberal professor. It was on MSNBC. Take a listen to this.
I think that was a moment where he pushed back and got feisty with a reporter who he has a very good rapport with on most days.
So I want to walk a fine line.
This is not racism.
I spent years sitting in that briefing room.
You don't get to tell other people what racism is.
You
yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Because you don't experience it.
You don't know what's in Sean's heart.
This is,
you
this has nothing to do.
Okay.
You don't
Let's
need to raise your voice
bit,
because that's the kind of racism I'm talking about.
No, there's more.
You just raised your voice to someone who's simply disagreeing with you.
You
have interrupted me throughout this entire exchange. And rather than speaking respectfully and considerately, you raise your voice at me because you're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable. You are uncomfortable at being spoken to by someone who doesn't agree with you and recognize
that
you don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
You're
going to
get in my face.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Oh, my word. She needed a whip and a chair.
I'm telling you. And let me say something about that. I've been in situations as the host of a program where things got out of control like that. It is absolutely upon the host to bring order to that situation.
Well,
she didn't do a very good job of that.
Well, I think in situations like that, sometimes it's a little tough, too.
You are ultimately responsible.
I know. I agree. That's her job.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
Come join Van Meter Companies in support of Children's National Medical Center at the 25th Annual Van Meter 5-Mile Run on Saturday, April 1st at 8:30 a.m. at Providence Marketplace in Ashburn, Virginia. Check out all the details at www.vanmeter5milerun.org.
Homeowners, did you know the Fed just hiked rates by 0.25% and are planning two more hikes by the end of the year? Home equity lines and credit cards are directly affected by that, so brace yourself. Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation want to let WMAL listeners know their rates are lower than before the rate hike. Consolidate high-interest debts into one low payment. It's a perfect time to refinance with low rates and property values rising. Check out their 10-year fixed mortgage rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.19%. Call call 800-700-8068 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.12%. Network Capital is a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-700-8068 and listen to The Mortgage Show heard at 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing, lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago, and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record, more jobs, stable taxes, stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It is 6:45. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go this morning, off to a good start through Annandale and Tyson's on the Beltway, so we like that. Same story with the top side. It's just been about the volume, incident-free. Hope it stays that way. Leaving Greenbelt, Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters northbound. You need a little extra time. We have a box truck that's broken down, and you only have one lane accessible here. Northbound BW Parkway, north of 197. The crews are trying to take care of this. Coming in over the Severn River Bridge, inbound on 50. As you approach the bridge, you still have one left lane blocked with the crash, so a little extra time there as well. No problems to report heading into town on 50 BW, and on to DC 295. Just the volume. Southeast, Southwest Freeway lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing some rain into the forecast now as we look ahead toward late tonight and Friday. Friday may even get some thunderstorms. Clear this morning with some high clouds starting to filter in. We'll go through the day, become mostly cloudy, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 46 degrees at 647 on WMAL. Ivanka Trump is in the news. Ivanka has a job. She's got it. Well, because she needs a job. You know, she doesn't have enough going on. Instead of being a voluntary employee, kind of like a volunteer working in the White House, advising her dad.
An informal advisor is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. She is now going, so she will be an unpaid employee now. She will become an official employee. She will become a government employee because there were some concerns raised about ethics.
Right.
Because suddenly the government wants everyone to sign those pesky, the Democrats want everyone to sign those pesky government forms.
Right.
Wasn't there some kind of issue with Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton not signing very similar forms?
Right.
Just curious. Yeah. Well, suddenly they're very concerned about that now.
Of course they are.
Yes. So she released a statement saying, I've heard the concerns that some have had with my advising the president in my personal capacity while voluntarily complying with all ethics rules, and I will instead serve as an unpaid employee in the White House office, subject to all of the same rules as other federal employees. The statement continued and said, throughout this process, I have been working closely and in good faith with the White House counsel and my personal counsel to address the unprecedented nature of my role. Mm-hmm. Now, I happen to think that Ivanka Trump, I think all three of his children, I don't know his older children who are very active and involved in his businesses and so on. I think they're very smart kids. Mm-hmm. I think they're very grounded kids. And I think they have a very good sense of right and wrong. Now, maybe I would feel differently if it were Chelsea Clinton. I don't know. But I think that his kids overall are good kids and will do a very good job. Apparently, the decision was made after there was unease expressed by people, meaning Democrats, about the nature of her voluntary role and ethics. They want her bound by the laws.
Right.
So she will file her own Form 278, which legally binds her to ethics rules. And her official title will be advisor.
Senior advisor to the president.
Now, I don't know if anyone knows this, and I'm going to assume the answer is the same. Valerie Jarrett, advisor to the president.
Right.
Was she also an official employee?
She was, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Paid
okay.
employee, right.
That's what I thought. Well, she will be an unpaid employee. She will not be taking any money for this role.
Right.
Her attorney, Jamie S. Gorelick, said that Ivanka's decision, she released a statement that says it reflects both her commitment to compliance with federal ethics standards and her openness to opposing points of view, which she is very open to opposing points of view because she and her husband, Jared, have actually done fundraising in New Jersey for Cory Booker. So they are definitely more towards the center than her dad is.
Yeah.
She will file the financial disclosure forms required of federal employees and be bound by the same ethics rules that she had planned to comply with voluntarily.
Can I get something straightened out that I
yes.
made a mistake there? I said that she was going to be a senior advisor. That's not true. She's going to be an assistant to the president, and Kushner, her husband, Jared Kushner, will hold the title of senior
okay.
advisor to the president.
Now,
so that is an important distinction. I apologize for the mistake.
No, that's fine. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Tom Carper, though, sent a letter to the Office of Government Ethics expressing concern about all of this. So I think that probably was the final domino that tipped that made her say, you know what, I'm just going to become an employee. I won't take any money. I will file the proper forms.
Yeah, listen, all I want to say about this is the more Ivanka in the White House, I think it's a good thing. I think he really respects her.
Yeah.
And I think she is a nice sounding board for him. I think this is great.
I think she can control him to a certain extent as well.
No, maybe the only person on the planet who can.
And maybe he needs that. It is 6:51 on WMAL.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
It's the Subaru A Lot to Love event. This month only, get as low as 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Outback, Legacy, and Forester. Hurry into Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville or visit FitzMallSubaru.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms may vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends April 3rd, 2017.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
Ugh, the searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 200 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
all right. Yeah.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's 6:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Good morning, Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk.
And good morning to you. Stock futures are pointing to a lower open on Wall Street.
H&M's first quarter profit fell less than expected. The world's second largest fashion company says tight cost controls helped limit the drop in profit. H&M says it plans to launch a new upmarket brand in the second half of the year. Saudi Aramco has reportedly selected J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and HSBC as international financial advisors for its IPO. Saudi Aramco's offering is expected to be the world's largest equity sale ever. Toshiba shareholders have approved a plan to spin off the company's memory chip unit. Toshiba hopes to raise about $9 billion. ConocoPhillips is selling some oil sands and natural gas assets in Western Canada to Calgary-based Cenovus Energy for more than $13 billion. The divestment is the largest in Conoco's history. Jack in the Box delivers beginning today. The fast food chain is offering delivery at more than 800 restaurants under a new partnership with DoorDash to boost sales. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105. 5.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270, it's the rush hour starting to fill in effect here. Pass Route 80 and 109 in Germantown and Rockville. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, it's a broken down box truck slowing the commute northbound, leaving Greenbelt into Laurel. Just after 197, you need to stay to that left lane to get on by. Now let's get you in through town. Southeast Southwest Freeway, heavy, seeing delays across the 14th Street Bridge. So far, we've been okay at the 11th Street Bridge. For Metrorail, on the Orange Line, expect residual delays to Vienna due to an earlier police investigation at Deanwood, which is wrapped up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the day. We'll squeak out a dry day today before the rain arrives to wrap up the month tomorrow. Clouds and sunshine early, mostly cloudy later, 56. Rain after midnight tonight, 47. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 45 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
You know, the rich are very different than you and me, And they like to keep up with each other to see who is the richest in the world. They have a list. Forbes does this. Others do it as well. Well, it turns out that Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post and of course, Amazon, has gone to number two on the list. He's leapfrogged over a couple of people. There's this guy. I got the names right here. Well, first of all, he went over Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. He's got more $1.3 billion more than Warren Buffett, and went above this guy named Ortega, who is the founder of something called Inditex. He's Europe's richest person.
Wow!
So here's the thing: Jeff Bezos adds $1.5 billion. He has a net worth of $75.6 billion.
The B?
Yeah, $700 more than Warren Buffett. And $1.3 billion above this guy, Ortega.
This is what I don't understand, and I said this in connection with the Clintons. Don't you just hit a certain amount, and you're like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just done. I'm going to buy an island. I'm going to live on this island the rest of my life. That is exactly what I would do. Love you, Brian, but I'm out.
Once you got the island and the jet, really, what else do you need?
Do you need
two or three houses. You know, what do you really need? I don't know. But apparently he continues to, make a lot of money and spend it all on his space program, probably. But guess who's at the top of the list still? I mean, everybody's got a long way to go to catch number one. It is Bill Gates, who is still the richest person in the world. He's about $10 billion ahead of Jeff Bezos.
It's insane.
It is insane.
Now, how much in voluntary taxes do these guys pay extra?
I'm just curious. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with zero, but just curious. That it's unfathomable. Like, it is nothing to be a millionaire anymore.
It
really is. It's nothing to be a millionaire anymore. Now, I've had this. How many of us have gone to play the lottery? Like, it's only $2 million. I'm going to wait.
You're going to wait. Yeah, right.
It's only $2
million. Yeah. $2 million. That would change your life right there, wouldn't it?
It would, but how many of us don't buy the tickets until it's like $200 million? They're like, okay, that I could do. But $2 million, some change.
And billions and billions of dollars. Apparently, this increase in Bezos' wealth came when he announced that Amazon intends to buy a Dubai-based retailer called Souq.com. So he's going worldwide and going to try to do the same thing in the Middle East that he has done in the United States with Amazon.
I was going to say, he's probably as rich as he is because he has a drive that clearly I do not possess.
Yeah.
Because I take the money and run, and he's like, I'm going to take the money and do more.
Yeah, well, and let's see how much of it he puts into the Washington Post. It is now 6:59 on WMAL.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll talk to John Whitbeck. He is the chairman of the Virginia GOP. We'll find out about the governor's race there.
And the Maryland comptroller, Peter Franchot, will join us in the next hour. It is now 7 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at